Democratic Congressman Bill Owens first toured the Imperial Industrial Park 10 years ago when it was a vacant former wallpaper manufacturing plant. The facility is now 80% occupied with 30 tenants employing more than 200 people. Imperial property manager David Bray explained that there is substantial activity occurring.
Bombardier is going to be moving in. This will be their third-party logistics warehouse. And as a result of that, we've just got to create lots of new spaces. So we have construction projects going on all over the place today.
Nice.
And we'll be through October.
That's great.
It's creating lots of jobs. And I want to thank you very much for your support of Buy U.S. and Buy New York, because that's worth a lot of jobs here.
Bray said it has been a challenge refitting the 500,000-square-foot facility from the original single-tenant facility to a multi-tenant, multi-use industrial park. But they've been able to attract contractors for the region's major transportation manufacturers.
A lot of our tenants are supporters of both Bombardier and Nova Bus, where they have to have the U.S. content. They do everything from make the skins to the buses here to motors for the trains. Pipe bending. Any pipe that you can imagine that would go into a bus or a train gets bent here, and there's still more talking to us. Now my challenge is to find enough space to be able to fit them in.
Owens noted while the U.S. content is a key factor in attracting business to the industrial facility, he also wants to assure suppliers from Canada will want to locate at the site.
The U.S. content requirement for Bombardier trains, Nova Bus, those are very important for requiring, if you will, the manufacturing to occur in the United States. So obviously that's a big boon. What we're seeing here is not just Bombardier, but all their suppliers. In addition to that, we want to make sure we keep the border fluid. That's incredibly important to this process because there has to be a perception and a reality that people and goods can move back and forth across the border. If we're successful in doing that, we will have done the two big things that are necessary to continue the growth here.
After a brief look at activity outside the building, David Bray took Congressman Owens inside.
I didn't know what you wanted to look at, Bill, but we can take you through some of the places that we've rebuilt. And
Some
of the stuff that we had in progress.
I mean, when we walked through this 10 years ago, it was virtually empty.
I had a vacuum cleaner company
right.
That was in here.
Now, how many of these companies have a Canadian parent?
I bet 70%. I mean, you know, if I take a look at the total square footage rented, I bet it's probably closer to 80-85%. And most of them have been coming have been out of Canada.
As they ambled through the building, Owens encountered Ron Barnes, the product introduction materials supervisor for Bombardier, which leases space for his operation at the facility.
While the cars are under warranty, they break down.
So
we do all the warranty. All the parts to keep the cars going while they're under warranty come through our group.
Do you put people on the road every day?
We maintain the parts, and if there's an issue, we resolve it. It's very important to keep these cars running.
Owens was seeking to assess the cross-section of businesses that lease space. Bray showed off recent renovations, including those for a Montreal company called Syntube.
Right now, their contract is primarily with Nova Bus. Now that they've established, got their feet on the ground, they're talking to more and more companies. So I'm just expecting more expansion from them as time goes on. You know, here's just another one of the challenges we had to make this space work for them. We had to cut in a new door there. We had to repave the parking lot, make parking down there for them. And then because their trucks are lined up with the door now, it was blocking the road that gets us around the other side of the facility. So we had to build a new road farther away from the facility. So you think you're making progress, but it's going to cost me, you know, $100,000 to make that progress.
But all good stuff.
It's all good stuff.
The facility's renovations include a new boiler system that has reduced heating costs by more than $100,000. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.